My junior year of college, I walked into my apartment, mentally preparing for what I assumed would be an awkward conversation. I wasn't sure about what I was going to say, but I knew I needed to talk to my friend. Confrontation is never easy, and in this situation, I'll admit I felt like perhaps I was making a mountain out of a molehill. My friend had been using a fake ID to get into college parties with her sorority sisters. While she wasn't using it to drink alcohol, she was assuming someone else's identity each time she went out with her friends. Her intentions were good, to build relationships with her non-believing sorority sisters, but her means involved telling a lie to do so. The conversation went much better than I anticipated, and my roommate graciously responded to my fumbling attempts to explain my concerns. She agreed what she was doing was dishonest and threw away her fake ID. At some point or another, we've probably all assumed an identity not our own. As children, most of us played dress-up and pretended to be doctors, teachers, builders, veterinarians, and superheroes. Others have acted in plays or transformed into a favorite character for a costume party. Pretending to be someone else for an evening can be pretty fun. However, there's always the understanding that tomorrow will come and we'll go back to being ourselves. The problem arises when we dress ourselves up with counterfeit identities and wear them on a regular basis. We believe we aren't enough, so we find ways to make ourselves appear better. Some do this in their work environment. One recruitment firm estimates that 40% of all resumes contain false information, including dishonesty about age, experience, education, and previous salaries. Others do this in subtle ways by exaggeration, self-promotion, or spreading gossip, tearing others down to elevate themselves. The fear of not being enough overflows into false living. There's also the opposite reality that someone may attempt to steal our identity. In college, my wallet was stolen while I was out of town on vacation. As soon as I noticed it was missing, I called to cancel my credit card. However, when my statement arrived, I realized someone used my credit card to go on a massive shopping spree. I felt vulnerable, angry, and powerless all at the same time. I was an early victim of a problem that has only grown over the past 20 years: identity theft. In 2016, more than 15 million people were victims of stolen identity, with a total loss of $16 billion. Fake IDs, padded resumes, and identity theft aren't just societal problems. They represent our spiritual struggles with identity. Sometimes, we knowingly live duplicate lives. We act one way with one group of people, and quite differently with another group. Other times, we put on a pleasant Christian exterior, but inside we're angry, bitter, and boiling over with frustration at God and others. We're also prone to becoming victims of identity theft in a spiritual sense. The devil seeks to steal, kill, and destroy us with his lies and accusations. Our three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, all seek to discourage and dishearten us from living in the fullness of who we are in Christ.